This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Iran launched a retaliatory attack against Israel on Friday night, firing hundreds of missiles and drones at Israeli cities in what Tehran called Operation Severe Punishment. The massive barrage sent air raid sirens wailing across Israel and forced millions of civilians into shelters as explosions rocked Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The Iranian assault came just hours after Israel conducted its most significant military strike against Iran since the 1980s war with Iraq, targeting nuclear facilities and killing top military commanders in what Israeli officials described as a preemptive operation to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. We have a report.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei declared that Israel had initiated the war and promised that revenge would be painful, with nowhere in Israel remaining safe. Iranian state media framed the massive missile attack as the beginning of what they called a devastating retaliation against Israeli aggression. The Revolutionary Guard confirmed that Iranian forces were fully mobilized for continued military action, signaling that Friday night's barrage may be only the opening salvo in a prolonged conflict. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was briefed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone yesterday on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he shared India's concerns and emphasized the need for an early restoration of peace and stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar regarding ongoing developments. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Puri said that the country has adequate energy supplies for the coming months. He informed this in a social media post after holding a review meeting yesterday with the Petroleum Secretary and heads of Indian energy public sector undertakings. The oil supply update by the minister attaches importance given that the international oil prices shot up sharply yesterday after Israeli attack on Iran. India imports $150 billion worth of energy annually, and imports provide over 80% of its crude oil requirement. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-89 aircraft equipped with GEnx engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said the inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with the concerned regional offices. Meanwhile, the investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues, with forensic experts visiting the crash site yesterday to carry out a detailed examination. According to the police sources, a black box has been recovered from the site. Earlier, the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, had recovered a digital voice recorder from the location. The Ministry of Ayush will host Yoga Connect, a hybrid global summit on yoga for One Earth, One Health in New Delhi today. The summit is being organized as a key lead-up event to the 11th International Day of Yoga, IDY, on 21st of this month. Today, event will bring together over 1,000 participants along with virtual attendees from leading international yoga institutions and wellness communities around the world. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, is investigating tax evasion and laundering of unaccounted income by high-risk persons through investment in cryptocurrency. Sources in CBDT said that such entities and individuals which are engaged in virtual digital asset VDA transactions and have failed to comply with Income Tax Act 1961 have been identified for verification. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh has clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final of the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. She defeated Camille Jedrzejewski of France by 0-2 point margin with a total of 241.9 points yesterday. South Africa has inched closer to victory in the World Test Championship 2025 final after they dominated the majority of the third day's play against Australia at Lord's today. The Proteas need 69 runs to win the World Test Championship with 8 wickets in hand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.